For those of you who we don't know, I'm Carly, and this is my husband, Brandon. I was lucky enough to have been born into this church. I was baptized here by Reverend Swanson. I did my confirmation with Pastor Bennett. And now that I have gone out into the world and experienced other churches and other worship styles, I know that there is nowhere else I'd rather be than here at this church. Brandon began coming here with me while we were dating, and last year he became a member as well. There are so many reasons why we love our church, from our amazing Sunday school program, to our phenomenal choir, to our beautiful building. And I can't even put into words how lucky we are to have Pastor Emily. I love how everyone seems to know everyone else, even if you've only been here a couple of times. Right away, you're family. I visited huge churches that have four services every weekend and have hundreds of members, but it just doesn't feel like a community, not like what we have here. I also love getting the opportunity to be a part of something bigger than ourselves. Not only do we support each other as a church family, but we reach out into the community and help those in need. The Thanksgiving boxes, adopt a child at Christmas, the clothing room, there are so many ways to make a difference. Last year, I volunteered for the first time at the Snowflake Sale. This is a day when children from the community can come pick out donated items to wrap up and give their families for Christmas. Seeing the smiles on these children's faces, seeing the excitement they felt by having a gift to put under the tree for their moms, dads, and siblings, filled my heart with more joy than you can imagine.
So to sum up, we love this church. If our pledge could match the amount of love that we have, this church would never have to worry about money ever again. However, we can only pledge what we can afford. And for people in our age bracket, what we can afford is often a difficult decision to make. Some of us are still going to school. Some of us are paying off student loans. Some are trying to find their first job or saving up to buy their first house. It can be a difficult time, never knowing what the future holds. For us, our pledge is not a specific percentage of anything or a match of some other amount. It is simply what we feel we can afford. This past summer, we were blessed enough to be able to pay off one of our cars. So in light of that, we are increasing our pledge for this coming year. The other part of stewardship, which may be overlooked but is equally as important, is what Emily discussed during the children's sermon last week, and that is being a steward of your time. There is so much you can do to give back to this church. We can volunteer in Sunday school classrooms and chaperone the teen events. There is always something to pledge your time to. The people are what make this church what it is, everyone's willingness to help each other and be there for one another. This is what this church means to us, and this is why we pledge. Thank you.